And a very good afternoon to you. Today is Friday, and as usual, we profile our Catholic pride. And as you heard, we were introduced by Major League, and they were singing, "Oh, I Love a Zulu Girl." And we were dancing here in studio, I must say. And I must say, Nosipho is pretty good. She's really, really good at that. Welcome, Nosipho. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And you, Mahadi?
I'm well, thank you. And as we said on our social media platforms, Nosipho is a young LLB graduate, and she joined us here at Radio Veritas a couple of months ago as an intern to gain experience in news reading. And she has done very well, as we've all heard her. And she recently graduated with an LLB from which institution, by the way?
From WITS.
From WITS. So yeah. She's a WITS.
Yes, I'm a WITSie.
Yes.
Kudu.
WITS is represented. And we welcome her as our news reader. And she goes by the name of Nosipho. Are there any other names that we should know of?
Well, I have a second name. I don't like to tell people that one because it's like my secret. I feel like my second name is like my secret. Only my family knows it.
We all have that secret name that we don't like.
It's not that I don't like it.
Uh-huh, it's just a secret.
Yes, I just feel very defensive over it. I don't want everyone to know it.
To know it. Yes. Okay. I have one, but I just don't like it.
Oh.
So tell us, who is Nosipho?
So first off, I'm 25 years old. As of August the 20th, Leo.
Happy birthday. Happy belated.
Yeah, very belated.
Yes.
I am from Pietermaritzburg, but I was born in Durban, went to school in Pietermaritzburg. I graduated high school at St. Anne's Diocesan College. It was an Anglican school, and my sister also went there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Joburg, where I came and did my LLB degree, which I graduated from this year. And I've been living in Johannesburg with my sister since 2015.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell us about your parents. Mom, dad, where are they based? Are they listening in?
Yes, my mom and dad are both listening. They're both in Pietermaritzburg, so I live in Joburg on my own with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
They always listen to me do the news. My mom especially.
Proud moment.
She will call if the other day I made a mistake with Mokotedi's surname.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of her friends. So she's like, she texted me as soon as I got off. She said, "I heard that. That's not how you say your surname. I'm going to tell him."
Well, that's being a mum.
Yeah.
That's being a mother. That's being a mother.
Yes.
And so there's only two of you as siblings at home?
No, I have a younger brother as well. He's 21. My sister's 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Steps.
Yes, steps. Hey. So, Nosipho, that means gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's Zulu.
Yes.
Hence
Zulu girl
I love
song.
Zulu girl. Oh, yes. Okay, so tell us, how did you grow up? You know, share with us your growing up.
Growing up, I was terribly spoiled. My granddad used to run a spa in Clermont.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always get my birthday cake. I would get like a whole week worth of birthday cake.
Oh, my word.
At school. So I think that's where I became to love cake. Because
mm-hmm.
I have like, I love cake.
I've seen that.
So my granddad, definitely spoiled us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with my parents, but we moved a lot. So we've stayed in Newcastle, Pinetown, Durban and Camperdown, and now we're in Pietermaritzburg.
Okay.
I don't know for how long, because my parents love to move.
Okay.
Yes.
But then I guess it's mainly KZN.
Yeah, mainly KZN.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And isiZulu, how is it?
What
How's
mean,
your how Zulu?
It?
Are you...
isiZulu sami siyadependa, because mengise goli, abantu bathi, how... When I get home, my mom was like, "That's not how you say that."
I know how it goes. Because I've actually often heard that there's different types of isiZulu in the KZN region. How is that?
I think more like when you get to like Eshowe, Gingindlovu, those areas, like deep Zulu areas, that's where they speak deep proper Zulu. There is no yes, no ikaraji or iketela. It's proper Zulu words. And then obviously when you move to Johannesburg, it's something else.
Diluted.
Yeah, it's very different.
All right. And tell us about your primary school and high school. Did you enjoy it? Which primary school did you attend?
Because we moved a lot during our primary school years, I attended various primary schools. When I was in Durban, I went to Glen Ashley Primary School. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Newcastle, where I went to St. Dominic's. And then I moved to Pietermaritzburg, where I went to Northern Park Primary School, which was nice because I got to go to school with my sister and brother.
Oh, great.
And then I went to an all-girls high school, like I said, St. Anne's, and I only went to high school with my sister, obviously. But that was okay.
Just
yeah,
okay.
It was boarding school.
Okay. No, I know convent life. I come from a convent myself, so I completely understand. I get you. And music. Tell us about the kind of music that you like.
I am obsessed with Kanye West. Like, I love everything Kanye West. I have all his albums. I went to all his concerts in Joburg. My aunt would fly me to his concerts in high school because I was that obsessed with Kanye West.
Interesting.
My friend and I, one of my good friends, Belinda, mm-hmm. we're just Kanye West fans. You can't tell us anything about Kanye West. We know everything.
So you've got a thing with Kim Kardashian then, I guess.
I love her too. So it's match made in heaven for me.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Now, your future aspirations, where do you see Nosipho in about 10 years' time?
So in 10 years' time?
Yeah.
I definitely want to move into television.
Mm-hmm.
So news anchor. Yeah, I don't know where though.
South Africa.
I would overseas. Really love to go overseas.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Definitely want to move.
So you'd actually be furthering your studies, or you'd like to further your studies more into that field?
Yes. Okay. And definitely my skills as well.
Yes.
Because it's just so far, it's just limited to law and what I learned in my law degree, which is very limited and. It's like very narrow. It's just law.
Yeah.
It's not like journalism and broadcast, which is very diverse.
Oh, yes.
And you need a lot of skills in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So why did you study LLB at first instead of journalism?
It's a very funny story. I went up to my mom and I was like, okay, I decided I want to do a BA degree in journalism at Tux.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, what? No. You won't get a job. Da, 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 da. No. I'd rather get something that you can at least fall back on.
Okay.
And then you can do whatever you want. So I said, fine, I'm going to do my law degree. Because I wanted something that at least I would enjoy.
Okay.
So I thought law, I really enjoy reading. So law will be easy for me to navigate through.
Mm-hmm.
So I did my law degree. And then this year, I got offers to do my articles, and I declined them because I was really, really hoping to get something in broadcast. And and then I did.
Yes.
Yeah. And my mom was shocked. She was like, what? But you're supposed to just, she was like, no, she tried so hard. She was like, no, just, you know, at least finish your articles, be admitted as an attorney. And I was like, when I get admitted, I'll be like 28. I'll be so old. No one's going to want to teach an old person skills in journalism. So I was like, no, I'm doing what I'm doing. Don't worry. I'll pay for my own stuff.
Out.
Yeah, I'll do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, now she's become more supportive.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's my mom.
Oh, yeah. It happens. It happens. I mean, there are some people you find that they studied engineering as an example, but end up doing fashion designing.
Mm.
That's just an example.
Mm.
Simply because the parents advised them.
Yeah.
So out of respect, it's understandable.
And that's what I said to my mom on graduation. I was like, out of respect, I finished the degree you wanted me to do. and now I need to work for myself.
Yes, allow me to do my thing.
I need to cultivate who I am.
Absolutely.
I can't be you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, please introduce us to your next favorite song.
My next favorite song is Kirk Franklin. His Stomp. That's like my parents' favorite song as well.
Okay.
It definitely takes me back to my childhood. We used to play that on Sundays.
Yes.
Or Saturdays, just on the weekend, whenever they're cleaning or whatever.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So are you from that family that always used to have the seven colors lunches and
yeah.
The whole, okay.
Not even lunches, because my mom is such a good cook. Mm-hmm. She would cook like amazing stuff every night. And
oh, wow.
I feel so bad because when I get home, I just put some noodles, turn the kettle on, make some noodles, go to bed.
Oh my goodness, instead of just joining in.
Yeah,
wow.
She's such a good cook. So
my
mom is like always, so we always had like seven colors. It was like every day.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So do you take after her?
Who, my mom in cooking?
Yes, yes.
No. I definitely do not.
Okay.
No. Whenever I go home, I make her cook for me. So I'm like, you cook everything that I want. Then I'm going to put it in lunch boxes and we're going to put it in the boot and I'm coming to Joburg.
Taking it with. Okay. Great. So we move. And welcome back. Every week we will profile different people from all walks of life with the intention of aiming to inspire, motivate, and educate. And as you've heard, we've been chatting to our newsreader, Usisnosipho Radebe, who hails from Pietermaritzburg, and we were just listening to Mabel with the song Thinking of You. So, Nosipho, back to you. Tell us about the song. Why did you choose it? Why do you like it so much?
This song is my sister. This is mine and my sister's favorite song. We listen to the song all the time, every day. So that's why I chose this song. And yeah, I actually found it on YouTube just one day. And then I was like to my sister, listen to the song. And then after that, we just became too obsessed. So now we can't not play this song.
It's just one of those songs that you just get hooked on.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about Nosipho the Catholic.
Nosipho the Catholic. So I was raised Catholic. Baptized, first Holy Communion, all of that. And and now when I came to Joburg, my faith wasn't too strong because I wasn't going to church with my family.
Okay.
But then a few years back, 2015, I was like, no, I need to get back into my faith because I was brought up a Catholic, so I can't leave the church. And then I went back to my parish now, Rosebank Catholic Church, and I offered to, they were looking for readers, and I was like, oh, this is maybe a good way for me to re-enter the church.
Mm-hmm.
At least then I'm forced to participate because,
yes.
Yeah, now you have a role in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm very active in the church, also in our Genesis youth group. So we do prayer groups on Sundays at 5:30. And yeah, so I pray the rosary as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to church every weekend, unless there's like a serious reason as to why I can't. Like if I'm sick or something,
yes.
Then I don't go.
Okay.
But yeah, otherwise I enjoy my faith. I'm very proudly Catholic.
That's brilliant. Catholic and proud. Now let's talk about how would you then advise the youth, those that are listening to you now, regarding, say for instance, the 25-year-olds, regarding prayer, regarding faith, regarding their belief, especially in this day and age where we see, or rather find, our church losing so many of the young leaders, if I may so put it.
Mm. Well, I wouldn't want to preach because a lot of young people now feel that they don't want to be preached to. They don't want to be told, like, this is how you should act, this is how you should behave, etc. They just want to feel welcome. So for me, I would tell them, just remember why you first went to the church. The church is your family. So just like any other family, you always go back to your family. So that for me is the church. So I would advise young people to just remember that the church is your family. Go back to the church and stay in the church, because that's where we build who we are in some respects. Mm. If through prayer we learn how to overcome difficulties in life, and also we just learn who we are. When you can speak to God, you can speak to yourself in a way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. And share with us your hobbies. What is it that you enjoy doing?
I love swimming. When we were younger, we would swim all holiday to the point where we had costume marks from being
on your body.
Yes, from being in the sun too long. So I love swimming. Oh, I don't like running. Ugh. and I love baking. I can't cook, but I can bake.
Interesting. Yes. You're supposed to learn to know how to cook. It goes hand in hand, you know. Okay.
Baking is easy. You just throw in some vanilla essence, some eggs, whisk them.
And I know now you get these ready mix flours.
And now,
so it's much easier.
Now I can cook all day thanks to the ready mixes. Oh, now
wow.
I can bake everything.
Oh, lovely. Mm. Okay. So you basically just enjoy those three. Traveling? Do you love traveling?
I love traveling as well. Got to travel with my friends to Port Alfred. Mm-hmm. That was fun. It was just a week of just absolute, can I say this, debauchery. It was so much fun. We got to play 30 seconds in Port Alfred and go like be amongst the locals.
Oh, yes. Just I hear you. And international travels, have you been overseas?
No, I haven't. I actually had planned this year to go overseas. I really wanted to go to Amsterdam for New Year's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now I've had to postpone that for next year.
All right. Yeah. All right. And tell us about your time here at Radio Veritas. Share with our listeners how everyone has been. Are we looking after you? Are you, you know, are you happy?
Mahadi, you are so mean to me.
My goodness.
I'm just teasing. It has been so nice working here. Like, I didn't expect such warm personalities. I definitely expected a bit more coolness towards me. But everyone is so warm. I mean, you buy me lunch sometimes.
You didn't have to say that.
No, people must know that I'm taken care of when I'm here.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very... I enjoy my time here. Everyone is so kind, warm. It's just like, it honestly is like a family here. Like, I don't feel like I'm working sometimes.
You know, when someone once said, how does Father Emil pick his people? I mean, everyone is just so kind. Everyone is just so humble. Everyone is just so friendly. Where does he get these people from? And as you say, it's just one big loving family.
Mm.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy that you're enjoying your time. And your next song, please.
The next song is one of my dad's favorites. Also, I don't know if my mom likes this song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but my dad does. It's Maze, Joy and Pain. He plays this song every Saturday morning.
Okay.
When he wakes us up at 6 a.m.
Wow, so this is dedicated to your dad.
This is dedicated to him.
And there you go, Dad.
Joy and pain.
Oh,
I like sunshine and rain.
And that was Maze, ladies and gentlemen, singing Joy and Pain. And as Nosipho said, this is her dad's favorite song. So if you are listening, driving from work or from wherever, or you're at home listening to Changing Gear, and you know this young lady by the name of Nosipho, feel free to call us in studio. Our studio line is 011-452-7115. And Nosipho, let's continue about Nosipho. So any other future endeavors that you want to enter into or that you want to try out?
I definitely would also like to go into modeling. I used to, but then the food that you guys feed us at Radio Veritas.
You are now telling the whole world that we eat too much. Okay, I'm so sorry. Let's just hold on. There's a call coming in. You're tuned to Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and how are you?
Well, thanks, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I would like to really to congratulate North Sipop, and we thank you very much for doing the news for us. She's just a cool and collected, you know.
Oh, lovely.
I make her sometimes every Monday when I come there. She's just cool, getting ready to read the news. Sometimes she's nervous, but she's getting news now. And I want to say welcome, North Sipop. And keep it up the good work.
Siyabonga, Father Ben. Thank you very much. Nosipho, would you like to say anything to Father Ben?
Oh, just thank you so much, Father Ben. And I'll see you on Monday.
Yes, I'll meet you on Monday again. Keep
Siyabonga,
it up. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are through to Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you?
Well, thanks. Now, are you?
I'm good, thanks. My cousin is on the air.
Yes, your cousin is on the air. What would you like to tell us about her?
The people. Woo!
Hi, Nobunga.
Like, I am so excited for this. I've been listening to three.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She's also been WhatsApping me. She posted in our family WhatsApp group.
Yes.
She was like, yes, no, everyone must tune in and listen. Yeah, so Nobonga is my number one fan, and she also comes and visits all the time. She's at Tux now.
Oh, lovely. Yes. You should actually come, and we'd love to see you and meet you. Then we'll introduce you to everyone else, hey?
I will be there for sure.
Excellent.
Can I do a young shout-out real quick?
Yes, go for it.
Yes, shout-out to the Circle of Trust members who are listening right now. Woo!
Thanks, Nobunga.
Thank you.
Thanks
very much.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, wow, that's lovely. And hey, as you say, you're number one fan. You can just hear the energy.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got another call. A very good afternoon to you. You're through to Radio Veritas.
Hey,
Craig.
I would like to thank Tito, that name is home.
Uh-huh.
Tito, no Tito.
Okay, so now we know it.
Nomalanga.
All right.
She called no Tito. So she would say when she was still very young, when she's following, she said, Tito!
Tito.
So I would like to say to no Tito, Tito, she is a blessing to this family.
Oh, beautiful.
We really love her. And as a mother, I would like to wish her well and that to go far in her endeavor. And we are very proud of her.
Wow. Nosipho, please, what have you got to say?
Thank you, Mama. It's weird talking to her over the radio. But, oh, Mama.
Hello.
Yes.
Please hold on. She's on the line. She'd like to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm saying, why did you expose my name? Why did you tell them my nickname? That's not my second name, though. That's my nickname at home. Why did you tell them, Ma?
Because Nomalanga couldn't pronounce it, so that's how it became Tito. So that's been your name at home, not the people.
Now, when people call me in the street, I won't know if it's my family or just a random.
It doesn't matter, but it's still your name.
and
you know how much your grandfather likes that name.
And Ma, you know, this is her second home, so it's okay. I hope she won't mind us calling her Tito.
Oh, please go ahead and call her Tito.
I'm going to stop this right here. No.
Thank you very much for calling, Ma. Thank you.
Thank you,
Pa. Okay, bye-bye. You're through to Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Nomalanga calling.
Hi, Nomalanga.
Yes, I just wanted to take this opportunity to really say thank you to Radio Veritas. You know, Nosipho's my sister, okay?
Yes.
And I listen in every day, not only to her reading the news, but also the other segments, and I really enjoy them, actually.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, Nasipo, anything you'd like to say?
Thank you for calling, even though you said in our WhatsApp conversation that we had just now that you weren't going to call, but thank you. I'll see you when we get home.
We highly appreciate it. Say I keep you and born how we and God. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, guys. Stay blessed.
I will keep listening. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
You have a wonderful family. Very supportive, I must say. I thought your dad would call.
No, he's busy now, so he can't call. My mom just told me, because I was asking, why isn't he calling? And then she said, no, he's busy now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, that's great. That's great. So, yes, you were still telling us about modeling and how we feed you at Radio Veritas.
Yeah, too much food. I'm scared now because now I'm going to need to widen my clothes because they won't fit me soon.
but you're pretty disciplined.
Yeah. No, but I have some friends who model. So, yeah, I would enjoy going into it. It's hard because I did it once for Cosmo. It's so hard, but it's fun at the same time. I don't know.
It's
hard
work.
And fun. Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right. And anything else?
No, just for now, I'm just happy with growing in news reading, moving into like news anchoring. So just that. And then obviously modeling will be my fun second job on the side.
It sounds like you come from a great family unit. Would you one day want or like to be married and have children?
I'd obviously want to be married, but I
don't
know.
You would.
Yeah,
okay.
That's no secret. But I don't know about children. They just sound very expensive.
No, don't. You know, these youngsters of today, each time they talk about marriage, it's never with the children. Children are not expensive. We make them expensive.
But Mahali, I can't. No, it's so. No. I can't. Then I must take my kids to. Then they want this shoe.
God,
because
provides.
That friend. No, no, no. I can't. I don't know. I'll see you maybe in 10 years' time when I'm 35. Maybe, maybe it'll change. But for
you'll
now,
change your mind. You just want to get married, and that's it.
That's it
for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Excellent. Please take us through to your next song.
So my next song is Kanye West's Homecoming.
Uh-huh. Your favorite?
Yes. It's one of my favorite songs, but yeah, it reminds me of like high school jamming with my friends in the boarding house, after school, just before prep. So around like 4 to 5. Yeah, that time. Late
just
afternoon.
Dancing.
Just yeah.
Are you a good dancer, by the way?
No. Sadly, I am not.
Really?
Yeah.
And you've got the features for a good dancer.
That is so funny because my aunt, Mami Lungi.
Yes.
Oh, she loves dancing. So she would always make us at Christmas, she'd always make the family dance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then she would say, yeah, dance, dance.
She's
like,
got
no,
those moves.
I'm so young. I'm too shy. I can't do it.
Okay, I'll teach you.
Okay. I'll hold you to it.
And that was Kanye West giving us Homecoming. Why Homecoming, Nasib? Out of all his songs.
I think, I can't remember which concert he played this one at. But yeah, we sang this song at one of his concerts with one of my friends. And it's just, I don't know, we just love the song. It's, yeah. It just speaks to the soul.
Just speaks to the soul. If there's any other people that would love to call in, those that have listened to Uno Sipo and have tuned in to Radio Veritas and would love to congratulate her, please feel free to do so on 011-452-7115.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115.
And Sis Nasipo, parting words. What would you like to say to our listeners out there on this Friday afternoon and also to your family?
Sure, I actually had the answer to this. Now I feel like I'm being put on the spot because it just left my head. But just parting words, just generally, I feel just be yourself for me. That's my motto that I live by. Don't let the pebble in your foot, in your shoe, sorry, get you down. Just climb the mountain. You'll get there.
So that's to our listeners and to your family?
Yes, also to my family, especially to my cousins. We're very, very tight and close. So my cousins and I, we all enjoy spending time with each other. So we always like to give each other words of encouragement. So that would be to them. Just stay true to who you are and keep climbing.
And be a true Zulu girl.
And be a true Zulu girl.
Excellent. So please take us through to your last song.
So my last song is another song that my sister also likes. It is Disclosure's Omen. We jammed the song a lot when she first came to Johannesburg. So yeah, that's it. And also my cousin Nogbong also likes this song.
Like
the
it.
One who called in. Can I send a shout out before?
Go for it.
So I'd like to say, this is a weird sending shout out, but I'd like to just to mention thank you to Mzwai, Nogbonga, Owetu, Bobo, Zimasa, Langa, obviously, my sister, and Mawande, my brother, and then my mom and dad, and my aunts, Minky, Mamilungi, my uncles, my whole family. I'm joking. But I'm so thankful for all of their support, and I'm thankful for them for listening to us now. So I'd like to dedicate my sister and my cousin Nogbonga and I's favorite song to all of them.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
And there you have it. This is Changing Gear. That's it from us. I am Mahadi Buthelezi. I was standing in for Father Brian Mhlanga, OP, Umfundisi Wodumo. A big thank you to Nosipho as we now sign off with her most favorite song.
I'm feeling something, something different. When you left, my picture changed. I was blinded, I'd not envisioned the same face in a different.
Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection.